Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
We're back at Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we went through 2.5 years of COVID, and we're still going through it, but we start to see the, you know, waves hopefully get milder and milder. Maybe it's because we've been exposed at some point throughout these 3 years. Maybe it's because of the vaccines. So hopefully, and again, we can't let our guard down, hopefully COVID will not be as scary as it once was. We pray, God willing. So in the meantime, we are having scientists kind of baffled, quote, baffled, by this monkeypox surge. Now, monkeypox was identified back in the 50s, first human cases in the 70s. I think a few years back there was a little outbreak in America that they related to prairie dogs. So this monkeypox virus, I think, is concerning, and the CDC is watching it as an emerging issue or threat, but it's not shocking, and I don't find it baffling per se, because COVID ran a real number on us, and the way our public officials approached COVID did. And so any virus that was sidelined by COVID and waited, right, perched for there to be opportunity is going to now probably start taking some opportunity. And that's why I'm really nervous about these hepatitis cases we're seeing in kids and some of these other things we're seeing. I'm seeing, you know, a lot of people, young people with shingles. Shingles we usually see in older individuals, but I get a lot of young people with shingles. Maybe it's because of the varicella virus that's hiding out in the body. It's like, okay, now I could come out and do my thing. So our bodies have gone through something very unique in terms of the masks and the lockdown. And even though there's a lot of debate on whether that was a good idea to mask up or a bad idea, you know, when we had a respiratory, possibly aerosol transmitted virus that spread like wildfire, personally, I thought an N95 respirator would be fantastic for everybody. But for us to live in masks for about 2.5 years, of course, there's going to be some consequences to that. If your body was designed to, you know, have your mouth uncovered, if your body was designed to be out there and not using a dirty mask that kept on being put in your pocket or in your purse and throwing something dirty onto your mouth and nose every day for hours on end, that alters what your immune system job is. And so our bodies either got used to masks, or they didn't get used to other bugs, or they got exposed to different bugs because people were using the same dirty mask. I showed you guys what I did when I cultured different masks and how dirty and filthy they were. And these are things you guys were putting on your face over and over and over again. So there is no doubt, and I hate to say this, and I don't want to be pessimistic, but I think the world should understand that the way we did immunity prior to COVID got altered. And whenever the system alters, new bugs may take advantage. So now we have this monkeypox, and maybe it has nothing to do with COVID, but we are starting to see, I think in New York, they're watching a case. Massachusetts has, really quickly with New York, the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene is now investigating a monkeypox case. They believe it might have been somebody who shared bodily fluid. they're still looking at that. Currently, America is, I think, looking at a few cases of somebody who might have been exposed when they were on a plane with somebody who ended up positive in the UK. And so, you know, we have multiple countries now following some cases and investigating cases of monkeypox. These include Australia, Portugal, Spain, UK, obviously America, and I think Canada. Canada is investigating another 15 cases. We're also being told Belgium, France, Sweden, and Germany are also investigating cases. So monkeypox is not necessarily a disease in monkeys. You could get it from, you know, other animals, but a bite or scratch to a human can actually allow a human to give it to another human. So these zoonotic illnesses are a little frightening. And symptoms could look very similar to COVID, body aches, fatigue, fever, but then you start getting this rash, a pox rash, where you start to get these bubbles of vesicles that later scab over and dry up, kind of like chicken pox did. So monkeypox is similar to smallpox in that pox family. And so, you know, we go through these cycles of infectious disease. Remember we had measles outbreak? And we had a measles outbreak, they believe, you know, stemmed on people who were visiting Disneyland. And multiple people with it, not only were, we had some unvaccinated, but we had a lot of vaccinated people come down with measles. And then we started to think, well, maybe we need to boost. Or maybe the vaccine that these people got wasn't good enough. Or maybe the virus is outsmarting. You know, we need to stop thinking that we have the power to always stop nature. We have to realize, and I've said this before, that my job is, well, I got to get up. I got to make sure the kids are good. I got to make sure husband's happy. I got to do my job. I got to, you know, do a show. I have to see patients. So I have tons of priorities in my life. A virus or a bacteria, they only have one priority, and that's to live. And that's to evolve. That's their only job. They don't have to try to catch, you know, the next Top Gun movie. You know, they don't have to watch the Obi-Wan trailer and get ready for the Obi-Wan series. They don't have to do that. All they have to do, that's all they have to do 24/7 is figure out how to thrive. And so, you know, our immunity has changed. I know everybody says the masks were crucial. The masks were crucial. And mind you, I didn't want to get COVID and die, so I had no problem, you know, wearing a mask. I had a problem with mandating it. But in terms of, hey, guys, this is dangerous, you might want to wear a mask, I totally support that. And I really wanted N95 respirators passed out to everybody, and that came too little too late. But, you know, for those of us that are going, well, huh, that's kind of interesting. Why now do we have monkeypox? Or why do we have this other hepatitis? Or, you know, what's going on? Well, you know, remember, we altered our immunity. We altered the way our body does things. And I think some viruses might take advantage of that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so having friends and family members who are in the LGBTQ community, I think many of us are a little bit shocked that nobody is consulting the LGBTQ plus community when they are deciding curricula for students, because this community is getting blamed for some of these classroom exercises and sexual acclivity role playing that I don't think the LGBTQ community is even asking for. And so I don't know if you guys have been kind of watching what's been happening, and parents have been speaking out, but there have been assignments that kids have to do in class that we believe is to be more inclusive of the LGBTQ community, but in fact it might actually be insulting them and marginalizing them. And I don't understand why sex ed can't, I mean, be more simple. It is very easy to include, you know, when you talk about sex, and you know, your body, that, you know, you might identify as female, you might identify as male, you might have an affinity towards females, you might have a sexual affinity towards males, you might not feel that you're male or female. This could also change. You might feel, you know, this at one time, and then maybe you might want to have children at another time. And, you know, many people in the gay community or heterosexual community do change, depending on who they fall in love with. Boom. That simple. And but instead, it looks like schools are bringing up role playing a lot in school. So for example, what kind of went viral is, I live in Southern Nevada, so we have the Clark County School District, and the Clark County School District had a Board of Trustees meeting, and one of the parents came up and read the assignment that her 15-year-old daughter was given. Now, I'm going to be very, very careful with the verbiage, because it's very graphic. But the mom was starting to read this, and I guess they cut the mic because of the dirty words in it. And I don't know any LGBTQ people that speak this way, so I'm trying to wonder what this assignment was. So according to the mom, and multiple sources have published this, the child was given this script, okay? I don't love you. It's not you. It's just... and then looks down at the other student's genitalia. I don't like your D, or the word for penis, or any word for penis in that case. I cheated, Joe. We were long distance, and I'm in college. And me and this girl, my roommate, started having some drinks. And, you know, I thought it was a one-time thing. But then we started going out to coffee and started sleeping in the same bed. I never thought it would get this far. But, God, it was like fireworks, the assignment says. And it made me realize with you, it was always like a pencil sharpener that keeps getting jammed. I've tried to look at it from all perspectives, but the truth is I am a effing, and that was the full cuss word, lesbian. This is the assignment. I'll never love you or any man or any effing than the word for penis. I hope you find a nice straight girl, because that's not me, and I'm tired of pretending that it is. Okay, now I know many lesbians. They don't call themselves effing lesbians. They say, you know, I'm into women. I'm into girls. I mean, what... has anybody consulted the LGBTQ community? Because you're making people think that those who are, you know, not heterosexual, and heterosexual can be, heterosexuality can be a spectrum, are dropping curse words, are very, every straight and gay person I know, you know, they're either, you know, very private about which genitalia they prefer, or they're like, hey, you know, I'm into women, I'm into men, whatever, let's move on. But they're making a 15-year-old girl, and I don't know what other scripts were given, to look at another child's genitalia, in the area of the genitalia, bring up these words. And, you know, we had a huge, huge training. We all have training in academia on Title IX. And I don't understand how Title IX exists, where you're not allowed to have offensive content or put people in a position where they're very uncomfortable from a sexual standpoint, and they force a girl to have to talk to somebody about their... That's not sex ed. I mean, sex ed is about, what's your body going to go through? You know, what is sex? You know, what is inappropriate? What is consent? What is... I don't think anybody, LGBTQ plus, heterosexual, non-binary, I don't think anybody wants kids doing this. So who's making up the curricula? So Title IX, by the way, the Clark County School District did respond on Twitter to the controversy. They said they are investigating the circumstances. First, the Clark County School District tweeted, they are aware of a video circulating on social media alleging a member of the public was not given their full time for public comment. The full video is available at the link below, showing the individual was given their full time for public comment. The mom was able to speak, but just couldn't read the assignment. And when the school and when the trustee was like, look, this is a public meeting, we need decorum. She in so many words were like, well, if it's not appropriate for the school meeting, why is it appropriate for kids to say in class? I mean, whatever is school appropriate should be public. I mean, usually the school is more filtered than what happens in public. Then the Clark County School District had tweeted, the Clark County School District is investigating the circumstances surrounding the class assignment consisting of a student-generated writing exercise that produced content non-conducive to student instruction. The district does not comment on individual employee or personnel issues, and all policies and procedures are being followed. So schools have to follow Title IX. So one part of the Clark County School District's Title IX policy says unwelcome conduct determined by a reasonable person to be severe, pervasive, and objectively offensive that is effectively denied a person equal access to an education activity or program. This applies to all students and employees. For purposes of Title IX, sexual harassment, educational activity, or program is defined as a location, event, or circumstance over which CCSD exercised substantial control over both the persons allegedly to have committed sexual harassment and the context in which the harassment occurred. So having two kids talk about their genitalia or their sexual acclivity to that genitalia is offensive and embarrassing. I mean, it's bad enough to have to do a math problem on the board, but to say I am a blanking, and by the way, also, many of these kids, remember, the Gen Zs are a lot more smarter when it comes to video and social media than us Gen Xs or millennia are. So a child does not want to be videotaped in class saying they are an effing heterosexual or an effing lesbian or an effing homosexual. They don't want that video. They don't want to be in a position where they have to say that. I mean, just like with, you know, it's very frustrating for these kids, and I think the school is, and I think it's very frustrating for the LGBTQ community who people are blaming for this when anybody I know is not asking for this. They're not asking for kids to be taught this or to, and also they are not representing what an LGBTQ person does. Somebody who's LGBTQ does not, you know, not necessarily. I mean, we all might be. I get. We all might be like, oh, you know, I'm really into this or I'm really into this. But the average person, you know, they don't really talk about genitalia like that. They don't call themselves an effing lesbian. They're like, I'm into women or I'm into men or I'm into both. Or, you know, I think it evolves. I'm into who I love. So, you know, I'm not sure, like I said, who's running these curricula, but can you please consult the community you're trying to be inclusive for and make sure you get it right, because this doesn't represent the LGBTQ community. This puts schools at very high risk of Title IX, and that's not what sex ed is. And do you really want children feeling, you're going to almost, you know, make children dislike sex ed or dislike certain communities because they're like, okay, well, yeah, I was forced to say this and that's what gay people do. No, that's not what gay people do. Who said that's what gay people do? So, you know, these kids need to learn their math, their history. They need to understand that there can be sexual fluidity. They need to understand that, you know, not everybody has the same sexual acclivity as they, you know, it's that simple. It doesn't have to be a whole course that puts children in uncomfortable positions and puts the school at risk for Title IX. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration cannot end Title 42 now that a federal judge has stayed his injunction against it being ended. McAllen, Texas Mayor Javier Villalobos said there would have been a tidal wave of illegal immigrants if it was lifted Friday.
And then guess what happens in Central America and South America? People think, okay, we're in. And that's exactly what's going on.
President Biden is pushing for final passage of a bill the White House says will boost chip production and help ease inflation. Speaking at a Samsung plant in South Korea, Biden saying the pandemic exposed the fragility of just-in-time supply chains. The plant will serve as a blueprint for a $17 billion facility the electronics giant plans to open near Austin, Texas. The president continuing his overseas trip this weekend. USA Radio News. Hillary Clinton agreed to share since debunked data on a link between Russia and Donald Trump in 2016. That bombshell testimony came Friday from her former campaign manager, Robbie Mook, in a trial involving a Clinton campaign lawyer accused of lying to the FBI. Prosecutors say Michael Sussman failed to disclose he was working for Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign when he told the FBI he had evidence of a Russian link to former President Trump. Testifying as a witness in the defense of Sussman, Mook said Clinton agreed to share the allegation with the press, even though the campaign hadn't verified the accuracy of the data at the time. The IRS will pay 5% in guaranteed interest to those with delayed tax returns. That's the word from the agency on Friday. The policy begins in July. The figure is up a percentage point from the last interest rate hike that took effect. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So one email I got yesterday had to do with homeschooling, and they did not want to come on air. They want to be anonymous, but basically they're asking, are there any risks to homeschooling, and why aren't more people doing it? Well, actually, okay, so homeschooling is rising. We have seen a huge push for for homeschooling. In fact, we're hearing many school districts, and we don't have final numbers, but many school districts have huge drops in enrollment as parents are looking for alternatives. And there's a bunch of factors that are going to this. Okay, you know, first and foremost, you know, what prompted homeschooling was, well, you know, COVID locked down the schools. So COVID locked down the schools, kids were home, they had to do online, parents had to shuffle around. It was very difficult. But once they got into it, some parents are like, please take my kid back, I can't handle it anymore. And others are like, I got this. Other families have elderly people in the house, and it was too difficult to keep the kids away from the grandparents. And they're like, you know what, I'd rather make a bubble. And so because of COVID, and because every time my kid comes home from school, I can't go to work, because now there's been an exposure, keep the kid out of school. So COVID, and remember we went through that? Remember, one of the reasons why some parents weren't excited about school going back is because every time they were exposed, they had to stay home for 14 days because of the incubation period, and they needed to work. And they're like, we can't do this. So it was easier for the kid to be home. Kid doesn't get sick. They don't get sick. Grandma, grandpa don't get sick. You know, everybody was freaked out about COVID. So that, you know, that was one reason. Number two is, as I said, people start to get used to it. It was a lot easier for kids to be home. They worked around their schedule. Another excuse is parents who have kids at home get to work at home. Remember there was paid leave that you could get if your kid couldn't be in school and you had to be home with them? So there are work advantages for some. Not for me. I couldn't get anything done with kids. I mean, to me, work was an escape. But for many people who work, if they have kids at home, their employer lets them work from home. So that's an advantage. Then started the changes in the curricula of school. Many parents did not want their children having assignments which allegedly forced them to admit they were racist or had some sort of racism. And, you know, as we had just said with the sex ed, you know, these kids don't want to be on video. They don't want to be, you know, they don't want to be standing up there saying something that they're kind of being, you know, urged to do during a lesson. And so a lot of parents are like, I don't like critical race theory. I don't, you know, I want the kids to learn about history. I want them to understand that there's racism, but I don't want my kid to have to be forced to say they're racist. You know, and not all curricula, not all critical race theory curricula is like that, but many of the alleged reports that were coming out, you know, said parents were given these assignments for them to fill out, and many of them said, this isn't what I want my kids to be taught. Another reason for homeschooling right before then was parents got wind that teachers didn't want to go back to school and teach. Now, mind you, I get the teacher's plight. They didn't want to get COVID. I understand that because they might have an elderly parent. I understand that. But whereas us as parents felt that our teachers loved our kids and with open arms couldn't wait. Like me, I loved all my students, whether they were my Sunday school students, whether they were, you know, high school students, whether they were medical students, I really loved them all. And, if any of them robbed a bank, I'd blame the bank. You know, I mean, they were my little baby doctors, you know, and so I really, really loved them. And I think there are teachers out there that do that. And many parents think that the average teacher, you know, is an extension, you know, a extension of the family. And when they saw the videos, when they saw the teachers fight, and they saw that the teachers didn't want to be there, you don't really want your child to then be in a place where the person watching them for 8 hours doesn't want them there. So that started to change the idea of, maybe my kid is better loved at home. Not that you send your school, you know, your kids for loving and nurturing, but you assume the teachers love their job and they want to be there. Well, once you find out the teacher doesn't want to be there, the teacher doesn't like your kid, You don't want your kid anywhere near that teacher. So that came about. Then, you know, the sex ed and the, you know, the curricula, you know, when we send our kids to school, you know, we're sending our kids to school because we need them to learn their math, their metrics, their English, their grammar, how to type, how to do shop, how to exercise, how to do team work, team building. And instead, it's a lot of political woke issues. Now, I get, you know, society is, you know, we have to learn in school that you don't hit people. We have to learn in school that you don't use foul language in public. So that's not that uncommon for schools to teach societal norms. But then for some parents, they feel like it's starting to go too far. So many people have opted for homeschooling. And one of the final, you know, nails in the coffin of homeschooling was the discussion of vaccine mandates. And parents who are already a little nervous about all the vaccines their children get, to hear that they might have to have a series of COVID as well, many parents are like, you know what, done, we're done. So when a parent is considering, you know, homeschooling, it could be multifactorial. Now, what are the risks? Well, it depends. You know, I mean, it, you know, on one end, you know, if you're worried about school shootings and bullying and, you know, children, you know, being caught on tape, being forced to say something that, you know, they aren't or whatever, you know, it seems like it's less riskier to be at home. But on the flip side, children need interaction with other kids. In the animal kingdom, you know, like, just think back to The Lion King. You know, all the mommy lions are hanging out. The daddy lions were doing their thing. And even though the mama lions hunt, too. And then what did the babies do? Well, the babies, cubs, they hung out and played. That's how it's always been. The babies hang out with each other and play and learn how to fight, learn how to defend themselves, learn how to compete. And they learn. You know, your parent, you know, parents teaching you an online schooling, where what we found was these kids were sheltered too much. And we found that online learning was not beneficial to kids, and kids not being in school actually hurt. It increased their depression, anxiety, you know, their obesity, you know, their immunity. So those are the risks. And, you know, I get it. There's what I foresee, and I told you this earlier, is there's going to be little pods of parents, and there's going to be little mini schools. And what I foresee happening is in the homeschooling world, you're going to have a parent, like each day, let's say there's five kids. Each parent takes one day to oversee, and then the other days they get to work. And that one parent is in charge of the five being together during the homeschooling. And then the kids have to do group work and things like that and exercise. I foresee there being little community or neighborhood homeschooling hubs. And then there, now, of course, people are going to fight, you know, well, you taught them this and you taught them this. And so, you know, I don't know how successful it'll be, but I think parents are going to, on their own, eventually find a happy medium, because kids being alone doesn't work. And if they don't like what's happening in schools, you know, they might start coming up with little community homeschooling hubs. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
Hello, guys. We are back on the the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So not a very sexy topic and not a fun topic to talk about, but I think it is something we do need to talk about in light of what happened with the baby formula shortage. And as I've said for years, you know, I love being human. I love using tech. I love not living out in the wild and doing what my body was designed to do. And I'll use a car and I'll fly to New York rather than, you know, acclimating to the time change by walking and taking the time it takes to change, you know, from East Coast to West Coast. And, you know, I would rather do what we do in a very highly tech society, you know, rather than going back to my evolutionary roots. But I have said that that could bite us in the butt. The more we buck the idea that we're animals and that we're built a certain way, the more consequences we might face. And so sadly, that's kind of what happened with the breast formula or the baby formula shortage. So breastfeeding is something that our bodies miraculously can do and are designed to do. That's why we have boobies. Everybody thinks we have boobies to look good in a dress or to be there for a partner. But the reason why we have boobies is for milk. And it's a real large part of our body. You know, I mean, you know, we have a brain, we have a heart, but I gotta tell you, man, I mean, my boobies are bigger than both. You know, I mean, it's like my body was designed to really do this. And I did breastfeed, but, you know, because I had to work, and, I mean, the milk wasn't coming in like I needed it to, so I had to supplement, and thank God there was formula. And us having formula have allowed kids to thrive. But what we've done is, I think, 2 out of 3 babies don't exclusively breastfeed. And it is actually the American Academy of Pediatrics and medical experts' recommendations to breastfeed. Their recommendation is to exclusively breastfeed for 6 months, then as you're introducing more foods, supplement the breast milk with the foods, and then even breast milk another year if you can. 2 years of breastfeeding, if you can, in addition to foods that are introduced, you know, after 6 months. Even though we do some rice and things like that at the four-month mark, for most part, we introduce a lot of the foods after 6 months with the baby. So doctors recommend it. Our bodies are designed to do it, but we don't do it. And I get it. I'm a mom. I'm a working mom. You know, breastfeeding ties you down. So if you don't, you know, hang out in the cave with all the cavemen and cavewomen, and you don't have, you know, all day long to hunt and gather and then feed the baby, and every time the baby's hungry, they eat, but you are instead seeing patients, doing a radio show, running here to pick up the kids, doing this, doing that, doing that. It is really, really hard to, you know, keep that milk up and do it. And so, and I'm not saying it was my job to sit home and breastfeed, but what I think we as a society have done is almost stereotype breastfeed or minimize it or marginalize it where, okay, well, if you do that, then you can't work and you're stuck and you know, you can't do everything you need to do and, you know, you're going to leak and, you know, I have to wear lactation pads, so I want to get my shirt wet because that was really embarrassing when you would leak, you know, and things like that. You know, we've kind of trained ourselves to, you know, it's cooler to just let the milk dry up and go ahead and, you know, give the baby bottle formula. In fact, when I was breastfeeding, everybody was warning me, going, you're going to droop more. If you breastfeed, you're going to droop more. And they were right. It did. And I needed surgery to kind of lift a little bit. So we're hearing all this negativity about breastfeeding. And it hasn't been much of an issue until this year when formula was in short supply. And so I took care of a patient. There was a child who was ill, and I had asked the mom, you know, what's the baby, you know, how's the baby fed? And she goes, oh, breastfeed, and I've exclusively breastfed. And you could just see the relief she had that she made that decision, that she's not scouring around trying to find formula. So we as humans, we always wonder if something we are doing is going to hurt us evolutionary-wise. And even though I totally get some of our milk not coming in, some of us being older moms, some of us, I mean, I was a mom when I was 28. Okay, I didn't have a baby when I was 15, 16. and I was working, and I was trying to, you know, build a medical practice, and then I had another baby, and, you know, trying to breastfeed them with everything going on, no, I didn't really make a lot of milk. Thank God I had formula. And as I said, both my babies were underweight, you know, because I had oligo where I didn't have enough amniotic fluid when I was pregnant. So the second my kids were born, we gave them formula. So I get that. I get that. And I always worry that if I had my kids during caveman days, if they would have even made it. You know, I really, really worry. So I'm very, very grateful for formula. I'm very grateful for medical advances. But are we hurting ourselves as the human race by not embracing breastfeeding more? Now, nobody should feel guilty if they don't breastfeed. You know, as I said, I had to, you know, I get that. But there are a lot of women where when I ask them, you know, when they're pregnant, okay, are you going to breastfeed or bottle feed? Oh, God, no, I'm not breastfeeding. No way. Now, dry it up. I've had people tell me, can you please give me a medication to dry it up the second I give birth? And I'm wondering if maybe we should have a different attitude towards breastfeeding. Because this is the example. And I remember being very, very nervous when I had kids about letting the milk dry up. Because I'm like, what if I can't get formula? I can't feed my baby. And, you know, it's a very scary thought. And so as humans, you know, we faced something very, very scary the last few months. And only now we're starting to see, you know, maybe some formula come in and the administration, you know, act on it with a little bit more urgency. Even though this started, you know, even before the recall in February, we were having shortage issues. But, I mean, if I had to give advice to a mom, I would be like, you might want to really think about breastfeeding. Consult a lactation specialist, because if we, post-COVID and in the start of a war, had all these issues when it came to formula, you know, you might want to, you know, be able to have another food source for your baby, even if you have to pump because you have to go to work. You know, and I get it. It's not easy. It's not. And we as humans have, you know, overcome a lot of the clothes we wear, you know, might actually also affect how we breastfeed. You know, we bind things up, we lift, you know, we're trying to, you know, there's a lot of things that we could be doing. The foods, the hormones we eat that could be interfering with it. And one statistic is, I believe, 2 out of 3 infants are not following the pediatric guidelines of being exclusively breastfed for 6 months. Now, formula seems to work. Formula has nutrients. But you also wonder, are we missing something with the formula? Everybody's been talking about natural immunity versus artificial immunity with the vaccines. You know, there's nothing more natural, especially from an immunity standpoint, than breast milk. And we're not doing that for our kids. So, you know, I tell moms when they're like, you know, I'm not going to work, I'm going to stay home with my kid, and you see them kind of a little nervous that they're stay-home moms, that's fantastic. I mean, sorry, that is fantastic. You can't say the F on air. Things fly. It is so fantastic because that means that child is going to be breastfed, that child is going to get a lot of love and nurturing, and I know society doesn't accept moms taking off to child rear and to breastfeed, but it is the best thing for the child. So for those of you new moms that are kind of, you know, watching what's going on, you know, and you know, hopefully we're going to get formula in soon. You know, don't, you know, regret any decision you make. You know, it's all about moving forward from here. But if you are given the God-given gift or the natural gift of being able to feed your child, take advantage of it. You know, it's not. Now, I understand Bette Midler said something like, guys, you know, just breastfeed. Once you dry up, you can't get the milk back. I mean, it's very difficult until you go through another pregnancy. So that was not, shall we say, the most conducive tweet from her. But for those of you that are considering breastfeeding versus bottle, if you have the ability to feed your baby in case there's another shortage, you know, it's advantageous to be able to breastfeed. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.